But I was at a subject choice meeting at my daughter's school towards the end of last term. And at that meeting, a UCT representative was speaking about science and maths and which subjects should be taken with which degrees in mind at the end of it. And he made the comment about the importance of considering other alternatives besides medicine because, listen to this, in their last intake, UCT had 7,000 applications for just over 200 spots. 7,000 people applying, 200 spots available. Given that kind of demand, obviously, not everybody is going to get in. Some might feel they are still passionate about pursuing a career in medicine and might, if they're lucky enough to have the opportunity to do so, go and train overseas. And one hopes that if they do that, they still want to bring their skills and their passion for medicine back to South Africa. But how easy is it to do that, to convert a foreign medical qualification to one recognized by the local Health Professionals Council? Well, judging by the legal spat that's been going on, not easy at all, because a group of 77 doctors has had to get a legal team involved to try and win even the chance of working here. They went to the Legal Resources Center for help because they just could not get an opening to write their board exams. On the line is Sharita Samuel, who's the lead attorney and regional director of the KZN Legal Resources Center. Sharita, thanks for chatting to us. Am I right in understanding these are all South African citizens who obtained their medical qualifications outside of the country?
Yes. Thanks, Amy. These are all South African citizens, and they have completed their medical degrees at HPCSA-approved institutions overseas. In other words, accredited with the Health Professional Council of South Africa to study there and to practice in South Africa.
So there's no question then that this is an issue of the council trying to say, ooh, we don't like your qualifications, we're not sure they're good enough. These are people who have qualified and obtained the degree at a registered, a recognized institution. Why then are they having so much difficulty getting a chance to write the board exam to prove that they're capable of working here?
Well, that is the conundrum. We were not able to establish why the HPCSA was placing these obstacles in the path of the students. There were various reasons given, none of them that were consistent with the Act, and they were unable to give an undertaking. They simply would write and say that the students would be informed on when they would write at a later date. One of the reasons, for example, in addition to the venue, was that they were carrying forward many candidates from prior sittings who had not passed and whose time to write the exam was running out. So there were a whole plethora of reasons that were put forward that was of no assistance to these graduates who had actually completed their studies way back in 2017.
I mean, it seems absurd, knowing what we know about the lack of medical professionals, the dire need for more people willing to work, particularly in the public sector in South Africa. You're sitting here with a class of people who have obtained the qualification at a recognized institution. You would think that the council would be going with open arms. Yes, thank you for bringing your skills back and not staying overseas.
Yeah, that is precisely the interest of the LRC in representing the students, because obviously of our deep awareness of the constraints and difficulties in the public health system, and then of course the daily headlines of unemployed graduates. And we felt that there were two significant issues, you know, in assisting the country that warranted the LRC representing these students, because these are students who have actually studied with no financial burden being incurred by the state at all. They represent a great pool of potential skill, and they are willing and able to work. So the LRC, yeah, is quite was quite taken aback at the poor response from what is the regulatory body of the medical profession.
Sharita,
and hence our interest in pursuing it. Yeah.
Okay. Now you have pursued it successfully. I understand you have achieved some kind of commitment from the Health Professionals Council that they will be allowed to write the exam.
Absolutely. Yes. So bearing in mind that these students have actually finished their degrees in 2017, obtained their degree certificates, in other words, graduation ceremonies in April 2018, and we are now in July 2019. So yes, we finally got a written undertaking just prior to us actually issuing our papers in court that each one of our students would be allowed to write this exam. And they were given this undertaking in writing. And we are happy to report that they are frantically studying now and gearing themselves to write this exam so that they can proceed to do their community service.
How long have they got to get all that studying, and when will they be able to write?
The undertaking is that they will write in the next sitting, which is in October and November of this year. It's in October, yeah.